You're listening to New Tinea. Six aging clocks agreed on one drug, but they cannot prove it slowed aging. Six protein-based aging clocks judged blood samples from 42 lung disease patients as biologically younger after rentisertib treatment. The agreement is intriguing, but this secondary analysis cannot show that the AI-designed drug slowed aging rather than changing proteins affected by pulmonary fibrosis. Six independently developed aging clocks looked at blood from a small drug trial and pointed in the same direction. Patients who received rentisertib had protein patterns associated with a younger biological age. But the paper warns that the clocks cannot separate aging from changes caused by treating lung disease. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Researchers applied six proteomic aging clocks to stored serum samples from 42 people in a 12-week phase 2A trial of rentisertib for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
Why does it matter?
All six models detected a shift toward younger predicted age in treated groups, suggesting that aging biomarkers can be added to conventional disease trials.
What is the catch?
This was an exploratory secondary analysis in patients with a serious lung disease. It did not measure lifespan, health span, or aging in healthy people. Key result. At week 4, the 60 milligram once daily group appeared 2.7 to 3.5 years younger on four chronological age clocks, while the broadest cross-clock agreement appeared with 30 milligrams twice daily. What the researchers measured. Rentisertib is an experimental inhibitor of a protein called TNIK. Artificial intelligence helped identify the target and design the molecule, which is being developed for idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a disease that progressively scars the lungs. The New Nature biotechnology analysis did not run another clinical trial. It reused serum collected during an earlier randomized trial. Of the original 71 participants, 42 had longitudinal protein data suitable for this analysis. Researchers measured 2,841 proteins at baseline and after 2, 4, and 12 weeks, then scored those profiles with six clocks trained by different groups and for different purposes. Treated arms generally moved toward a younger predicted biological age, while placebo changed little or moved slightly older. Agreement matters more than the headline number. The strongest signal appeared at week 4 and then plateaued. The 30 milligram twice daily regimen produced significant changes across the widest range of clocks. The dose with the largest lung function improvement was different, and changes in forced vital capacity explained little of the variation in predicted age. That separation is suggestive, but it does not prove an effect on aging. Pulmonary fibrosis changes inflammation and circulating proteins, so improving the disease could make an aging model report a younger score. The authors used pathway analyses to look for changes involving cellular senescence and metabolism, but described those findings as exploratory. AI appears twice here, in designing the drug and interpreting thousands of proteins. New Tinea has examined AI filtering weak drug ideas and how exercise changes blood proteins. Such models narrow hypotheses rather than prove clinical benefit. Before we overstate the result, the analysis included only 42 patients across four small groups, with 9 to 11 people per group at each time point. The clocks estimated age from proteins. They did not measure longer life, slower functional decline, or fewer age-related diseases. All participants had idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, so the result may not generalize to healthy people or other populations. The paper states that proteomic clocks alone cannot distinguish an aging effect from a disease-specific effect. Rentisertib remains experimental. Its phase 3 program is testing pulmonary fibrosis, not approval as an anti-aging medicine. What would settle the question? A convincing test would enroll a larger, diverse population, define aging outcomes in advance, follow participants longer, and connect clock changes to physical function and disease. Independent replication must also account for lung improvement. The study's strongest contribution is methodological. Several protein-based clocks can agree inside a disease trial. Whether that agreement reflects slower human aging remains an open question. Read the full article at newtnea.com.